And now, from Norwich, it's Reach Orange.
Thank you, Chrissy. Everyone's going, I bet Ross wouldn't be on today. I bet he'll bottle out. I bet he wouldn't be on today. No, man. I'm live on Bank Holiday Monday, which is a load of rubbish, to be honest with you, because there's actually no banks open anyway, is there anymore? They're all shut. Anyway, thank you, Chrissy, baby. Have a lovely day. Thank you to Matthew Dudley for the news as well. Lovely old job. Right, we've got a load of tunes there this morning. I hope you like them. We're going to kick off with a very special song, which you can only play on Bank Holiday Monday. From Blur. You might not know this one, but it's a bit of a banger to kick off Bank Holiday Monday show. If you want to come and say hello on the instant messenger, feel free.
Grandma needs new dentures. To eat the crust on pizza. Take a man by her daughter. Because she puts it on top. Kids are eating Snickers. Because they're so delicious. Then it's sticky fingers.
So mama, learn to talk. Thank you.
My whole life comes six times a year. They come and join us here in Germany. One cheers. My whole day comes six pack of beer. And it's back to work.
Barbecue is cooking, sausage is chicken,
Auntie Lowe's buzzing,
and neighbours they are looking.
John's down at Fun Pub,
drinking lots of lager,
girls and boys are on the game,
all the high schools on the side.
Bank Holiday comes 6 times a year, they don't join us to reach everyone. Cheers! Bank Holiday comes with 6 pack of beer, then it's back to work.
O-G, O-G.
Bit of Blur kicking off Monday show. It's Ross with you live from Norwich till 11 o'clock today. Yeah, empty house. Listen to this lovely, quiet, empty house. The girls are not here, the girls are not at school. It's bank holiday. The girls are in London, mate. They're in London town in the east end of London, geezer.
It starts here.
Girls went to go and see Louis Tomlinson from One Direction last night at the O2 in London. They went there about, they got the 2 o'clock train and they went in the O2 last night. Managed somehow, they're the king of the blaggers or the queen of the blaggers. They managed to blag the £50 seats for the Pepsi deck. I don't know how they did it. They, if you ever go to the O2, if you leave it till the last minute and there's loads of empty seats, if you look on the planner bit, on the, book the seats bit, if you have a little look just before the show starts and you go to the customer service bit, they just move you. They move you to better seats. They don't care. They don't care. They'd rather have everyone nearer the stage than right up in the heavens, in the gods. So the stadium looks fuller. So they got like £100 seats. For the same price as a 50 quid one. We know the tricks. We know the tricks. Done that 3 times now. Always give that a go if you go anywhere like that. You never know. The one of the best ones I ever had was at the Theatre Royal. Can you remember a few years ago when they had Tommy Cannon there and some other... That was like a really random kind of... sort of Stars of Yesteryear sort of show. Well, it was on like something like a Wednesday afternoon, you know, the quietest time of the week. And when we got there, the place was dead. It was dead. They had a matinee and an evening one. And I was sitting there and right up high with all these old dears. And about 20 minutes before the start of the show, they said to everyone, they come over the tannoy, they basically said, would everyone like to just move down to the front, as we haven't basically sold all the tickets today. That must have been a quarter full. I'm surprised they didn't cancel it. So we all moved right to the front. I got on the second row there for a £10 seat. I know, I'm such a cheapskate. Second row. And when I went there another time, the lovely Sam Lupton, who played Del Boy in the Only Fools and Horses musical, very kindly got me on the second row as well.
Yes.
I'm not sitting right at the back. No, dear. Right at the front. Thank you very much. Great view. Great view, that was. Have you ever blagged a better seat when you've been somewhere? Maybe Roy? On the airlines, have you ever blagged anything? I bet you have. I bet Roy is the king of the blaggers. Have you ever blagged an upgrade? Let us know on the Instant Messenger this morning. Yeah, they were there last night and they're currently sitting in the Wetherspoons. I've just had an update on Facebook Messenger. They're currently sitting in the Premier Inn at Stratford. So if you're anywhere near Stratford listening at the moment, go and pop your head in and go, hello! They're currently stuffing their faces with the buffet breakfast. And I think they're starving as well. So yeah, they'll be stuffing their faces. They're getting the 11:30 train back. I got a message about 11 o'clock last night. Well, I messaged them about 11 because the show finished at 10:30. They were going to get a meal deal from Tesco's outside the O2. Then they were going to make their way back to the hotel. I didn't hear nothing back for ages and ages. I said, oh, how was the show? About 10:30, 11:00. I heard nothing back. I thought, oh, something's gone wrong. Something's gone wrong. Because I've never been in London by themselves. It's always been with me. And I'm a bit wiser to the how all the tubes work and that, because I've been there a few more times than them, I think. Anyway, and they got on. They were meant to come back from the O2, which I think is the Jubilee line. You come out of the O2, down the escalator, and then you go on the Jubilee to Cannon Town, change at Cannon Town, get on the DLR, and then that stops right outside Stratford International Station. There's two Stratford stations I always find confusing. And that then literally is the exit to Stratford International is directly opposite the Premier Inn. Lovely old job. Apart from the DLR was closed last night. They got off at Cannon Town, went to go to the DLR, massive sign up, DLR closed. Oh, great. So they had to get back on the tube, go all the way up to Stratford, which is only one stop less, and then walk through. But I was worried because they didn't really know where to go, right round the roadside. And I was worried about them three walking round Stratford by themselves. It's not the nicest of areas. But weirdly, Westfield Shopping Centre was still open at 11:30 last night. Is that because, does anyone know London? Is that because they got all the bars and stuff there, I suppose, isn't it? Apparently it's open till 1 o'clock. So they got out of the tube and then walked up the little ramp bit over the railway line and walked through Westfield and come out the other side of Westfield directly outside the Premier Inn. Happy days. So they were good. That was good for them. I was worried they were going to get lost or mugged or something like that. But yeah, all safe. In bed, apparently Sophie was grinding her teeth all night and coughing. So Donna's had a grand total of about 1.5 hours sleep. So she's going to be a right old grumpy bags today. But that's how it goes. You either take a chance and get the last train home, or you stay and probably not sleep. But anyway. But yeah, it was in the news last week. The Premier Inn, they're going to be closing all their restaurants soon, aren't they? You read that? Chris was talking about this earlier, all the food prices going up and everything as well. It's affecting everyone, isn't it? And now you're not even going to be able to get your little buffet breakfast anymore, which was the highlight of having a Premier Inn, wasn't it? You go there, if you sleep, then that's a bonus. I never sleep when I go anywhere else apart from my own bed. I never sleep on Aldi very well either. I like my own bed, do you know what I mean? But yeah, it will be the end soon of buffet breakfast at the Premier Inn. Oh, man! Oh, I love filling my plate up with all that food. I'll have to go somewhere else now. Anyway, they went to go and see Louis Tomlinson last night, so I thought we'd play a little bit of Louis for him.
Getting high on the amber wave, going deep for the ones who do the same. Air Maxes and silver tongues, settling for another heavy one. Said love was a pretty lie, and I choked when you smoke got in my eye. Bad logic and empty cans. understand me like you do. You know it's times like these we're so much happier. Nights like these we'll remember those stupid jokes. Only we know. You know when I'm with you I'm so much happier. Nights like these we'll remember those songs we wrote. Only we know. You smile at me and say it's time to go, but I don't feel like going home. You said grass was a dirty truck. Because it's times like these, we're so much happier. Nights like these, we'll remember those stupid jokes. Only we know. You know when I'm with you, I'm so much happier. Nights like these, we'll remember those songs we wrote. Only we know. Smile at me and say it's time to go, but I don't feel like going.
Oh, I love that. Do you remember when I did the New Year's Eve show? God, when was that? When I did my New Year's Eve show, that must have been about four years ago, something like that. Well, that was the opening song we played. And we came on and something like, about 11 o'clock. I think we did 11 till 1, didn't we? We did the whole midnight thing. This was the first song we played, and I can remember. I can remember the buzz of doing the prestigious New Year's Eve show, you know, all the way through midnight and all that. And this was the first song we played, and I'd already had about two JDs and Coke, and I was well up for it. That was one of the best shows ever. Would anyone like me to do a New Year's Eve show again one day? It was good fun, that was. God, the messages were through the roof. People don't go out no more, do they? Stay in and listen to The Geek on the radio, yeah. That was Louis Tomlinson on Reach On Air. The girls went to see him last night at the O2 at the Pepsi deck, where normally you get a free food and drink, but because they upgraded their ticket, they didn't get the free food and drink last night, which was a bit of a letdown. Never mind. Anyone else go to see Louis last night at the O2? Apparently that was one of the best shows they've ever seen, so there you go. And that was also Emily's and Sophie's early birthday present as well. Yep. And that's it. We've got no more gigs booked up now for the future. Normally we've got a list of things we're going to. We have nothing booked now. That is the last of the gigs. I think, you know what, when I was their age, they're 12 and 15, when I was their age, I never ever went to London to see gigs. Anyone else in their 40s, did you ever go to London to see gigs? I never ever went. The only thing I went to see was Grease the Musical. That was as far as we went. That was it. I never went. That just wasn't really a thing. They had stuff on, obviously, but it just weren't a thing, was it? I'd also like to know this morning, lovely listener. Did anyone, you can show your age if you want. Did anyone go to the Millennium Dome, which obviously now is the O2? I obviously I never went to it. Did anyone actually go to the Millennium Dome, right, when it first opened? And what was actually in the Millennium Dome? Does anyone know? Did you ever visit the Millennium Dome? Now the OT, let us know on the instant messenger. It's a random one for you. And we're talking about blagging as well. The girls blagged their tickets last night. They got the cheap seats, then got them upgraded to one of the best seats you can get. So any upgrade stories? Roy says, I don't blag anything as it's all low end. I have only been upgraded once on a plane, but I have been downgraded twice on planes as it was full, but got free flight and refund of difference. No blagging. I thought you'd have been king of the blaggers, Roy. I don't know why. I could imagine you really pushing your luck. But anyway, have you ever had a free upgrade or anything like that? Any upgrade stories, any blagging stories? Have you ever like blagged your way into a private party or anything like that? Let us know on the instant messenger.
Get online and get involved. It starts now. ReachOnAir.com.
Reach on Air weather. We've got two people doing
Reach
the
on air hold on. Weather.
Got the wrong jingle. Two people doing weather now. So, Roy, morning, Ross, on this bank holiday, grey and gloomy outside, not as warm as yesterday. And Jason, morning, Ross, on this cloudy but dry temperature day of 12 degrees. Well, do you know what? It was meant to chuck it down with rain all day yesterday and all the night before, Saturday night, and we didn't have one single bit of rain, or apart from about 5 minutes on Saturday night. And that's it. Everything in my garden is so dry, and I despise getting the hose out. So it's meant to rain this afternoon, so fingers crossed it's going to rain this afternoon.
Kick it one time.
Yeah, 24/7, kick it one time. Have you had rain? Let us know on the instant messenger. We're desperate for rain here in Norwich. Hello to Johnny, who's tuned in as well. Morning to you, sir. This is 24/7. Who remembers this? From 1990. Old school classic on Reach, Are You Dreaming?
Jax, man, what you dreaming
Yo, man,
of?
You got money, girls, cars, shit, I'm saying?
Yo, wait a minute, man, you better think about the world.
And you just don't stop. Hollywood will make your body rock 24/7 in full effect. So take notes and double check. It's a thriller, sometimes killer, slowing you down and making you chiller out. Without a doubt, it's a dream that I'm talking about.
Oh, are you dreaming?
Come on.
Sometimes ice cold, but still so real. Nightmares will make you feel like waking up and running away. Sometimes they make you stay just like people, a human being.
Fantasies are dreams.
Aren't you right from you to me? On the road to fantasy. Aren't you right from me to you? I hope you feel the same way too.
And I'm here to tell the youth about the things I've seen. I mean dream, way back when the world was clean. Man didn't fight or cheat. Everybody in the world had food to eat. It was cool, you know what I mean? Open my eyes, it was a dream.
Keep on dreaming, I just wanna know, are you dreaming?
between black and white.
Love
for the animals.
Prayer for all of us. Dreaming of that the world was right.
Peace between black and white.
Love
for the animals.
Prayer for all of us.
Eyes to eyes from you to me. On the road to fantasy. Eyes to eyes from me to you. I hope you feel the same way too. Oh, are you dreaming?
Come on.
Keep on dreaming. I just want to know. Are you dreaming? Keep on dreaming.
I love that. That's just the sound of my youth, that is. I remember having the 24/7 album in 1990. I used to love these so much. That is 24/7. You never hear that anywhere on the radio. Even on like Heart Dance, they don't even play classics like this. They should do. 24/7 featuring Captain Hollywood, who also had his own stuff out as well. And I love that so much. That is Are You Dreaming on Reach. Oh, what a banger of a tune. Anyone else remember that? Or was it just me? Is it just me? God, I remember that so badly. They had other songs out. I can't stand it at all. I love it. It is the sound of...
24/7.
Hold on. A little bit louder.
Kick it one time. 24/7. Kick it one time.
There you go. 24/7. Kick it one time. We're looking for your blagging stories this morning. The girls got an upgrade last night at the O2 from the sort of standard seats to the Pepsi deck. Because there was loads of spare seats available. So if you go to the customer service bit, just make it up. You just say, hey, you feel a bit dizzy or it's a bit too high. And they'll just go, yeah, can you change them to this bit? Yeah, okay. And they just literally change it. They print the ticket out. Yeah, no charge. No charge. That's the bonus of going to places like the O2. There's plenty of seats to move around. Blagging stories this morning. I remember when I were younger, we got a Teletext holiday. But it was like a self-catering one. And when we got there... they actually gave us all-inclusive wristbands. And when they went to the check-in desk, they went, yes, Mr. and Mrs. Patzer, yep. There you go, there's the all-inclusive passes. Just show them at the entrance of the restaurant. Okay, thank you very much. Mum walked away, she went, don't say nothing. So we put these passes on, which guaranteed free food and drink for the whole week. And my mum was like, just keep walking, just in case they notice. They never noticed. We spent the whole week eating and drinking for free. Thank you very much. Have some of that. That's not really a blag. That's more of a, you know, bit of stroke of luck, I think. Have you ever gone on holiday and had a free upgrade? Or they've given you the wrong kind of accommodation and you got a better one? Or you got, like, the all-inclusive instead of the standard? Let us know on the Instant Messenger this morning. We're also talking, did you ever go to the Millennium Dome before it was the O2? DJ Johnny, who's on at 11, said, we went to the Millennium Dome on a 10-hour bus journey for our school trip from Cornwall the week it opened. It was amazing at the time. There was a giant body you could walk through and explore through its various workings. Loads of science experiments and an amazing circus display dangling from the roof. We then went on the Millennium Wheel. I can't believe that was 26 years ago. I think I can remember it, as it only cost my parents 45 quid back then to send me there. God, I bet a bit more now. Be about 500 quid now. And now I never went to Millennium Dome. I always wondered what was inside it. Well, Johnny, when you went there, can you remember? Like, you know how it is now when you go inside the O2? Like where all the bars and restaurants were. Were there bars and restaurants there? And then obviously the O2, the music bit is inside. Was it all one place? Or was there like bars and restaurants and shops and that around the outside like it is now? Or was it all just one giant thing? I never went, so I'd never know. We talked about it yesterday, actually, me and the girls, about the Millennium Dome. Derek Martin's there. Good morning, Ross. You can have some of the Irish rain. It rained a good bit here Saturday night and a bit last night too. Mate, it's so dry. My flowers is so dry, and I gave him a watering yesterday. You know when it's really dry and it literally just soaks up straight away and it doesn't do anything. And you can't just keep spending a fortune sticking the hose on. So I'm really hoping it chucks it down in rain today and we get a good old downpour, because my garden is looking pretty nice so far. But it needs more water. So I don't want to get the hose out and then it rains later on. So yeah, fingers crossed. Johnny's on today at 11. Interesting show. It's all songs that you thought were number one, but they actually weren't number one. There's many songs like that. Do you know, there's actually many songs like that Louis Tomlinson song that never got in the charts. Blur, Bank Holiday we played, never got in the charts. I was actually thinking of doing like a 3-hour show one day of songs that we all know but never got in the charts. There's so many songs. Can you think of really, really good songs that everyone knows but they never got in the charts? Let us know on the instant messenger. We're going to play a new one from Ella Langley and Morgan Wallen now, and then we'll do some Name That Tune. This is I Can't Love You Anymore. I love Ella. I can't say it. I love Ella Langley. She's awesome.
Nightstand. That's why I'm thinking of you, I guess. What part of over don't I understand? 'Cause damn, I miss the taste of your cigarette. Yeah, your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you around the back of my mind. Sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? I can't love you anymore.
Just when I think you let me let you go, there's a picture of us covered in dust on a dash. So you lit it up just to see the smoke. Roll me plus you with a date on the back. Look at that all. Your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you around the back of my mind. Sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? I can't love you anymore.
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 I can't love you.
No, I can't love you anymore.
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 Tell me, baby.
Chasing you round the back of my mind. I can't need you anymore.
No, I can't need you, can't need you.
Can't keep sharing this bed with your ghost every night.
I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? No, I can't love you anymore.
Can't love you anymore. Ella Langley and Morgan Wallen. I'm looking at pictures of the the Millennium Dome before it became the O2 Arena. Yeah, God, it's... God, it looks really weird. It's so hard to imagine all that stuff was in there. Yeah, it's like a body bit. Yeah, what Johnny said, where you can walk under. Yeah, I've never seen pictures of how it looked. God, yeah, it's bizarre. It looks so... It looks like the Butlins Pavilion. It's really weird. There's a few pictures on Google. But you can't really see what actually... Yeah, there's like a big massive globe there. Yeah, it looks a bit rubbish. Yeah, it looks a bit rubbish. I never went. It wouldn't have even crossed our minds to go. Yeah, there's the circus bit that someone said about the circus bit. God, it's actually huge, isn't it? When you see it empty like that compared to like when it's full, it's actually massive. Oh, there's a picture there of the structure of it from like 1997 or something. Oh my God, it's huge. Anyway, anyone ever go to Millennium Dome? Let us know. You can't really see it because it's radio, isn't it? Roy says, we all laughed at the Millennium Dome and the urgency and unlimited funds chucked at it, and it failed miserably and had, like Johnny said, full of exhibits. They had the diamond heist there too that was on display. I never went. And I asked Johnny, I said, was all the bars and restaurants there like that is now? He went, no, it was one big open space with bits dotted around inside and various play areas and food and drink areas, nothing like today. It's really hard to imagine, isn't it? Just like that being completely open and how it's changed now. But it's good that they kept it, isn't it? Because I much prefer going there to anywhere like Wembley, because you're indoors, aren't you? It's all nice and air-conditioned. Anyone ever been to the Millennium Dome? Let us know. Blagging stories. Have you ever got a free upgrade? Or someone gave you a free upgrade by mistake or something like that? Have you ever been on a self-catering holiday but you end up with an all-inclusive one? Anything like that, let us know. And songs that didn't get in the charts but everyone knows them, get your entries in on the Instant Messenger right now, please, lovely listener.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Gotta pick the girls up about 1 o'clock by the looks of it. They got to get the 11:30 train back on the London night out ticket, so they better be ready. Yeah, I think they're now finishing their breakfast. The girls are in Stratford in London, where EastEnders is meant to be set, isn't it? Brand that way. Oh, I should have said to Donna, you could go to the Big Breakfast House. I don't know, would they? Got time to go to the Big Breakfast. The old Big Breakfast House is just around the corner from where the girls are at Stratford. I never knew that till the other day. Anyway, we're doing Name That Tune. Who is the artist and title? We're going to go nice and hard this morning. We love it hard. Who is the artist and title of this one, please? On lovely, on two bars. I've got to stop saying lovely all the time. Any idea? If you know it, you know it. I think Roy's going to get that one this morning. It was Name That Tune.
You're listening to the Rough...
Oh, sorry, I'm late.
You're listening to the Rough Cats Out Show on Reach On Air.
Thank you. Let's play a classic now from 2000. Yeah, we've been on for 35 minutes and I've not played any trance. Now is the time. We'll be right back.
sun will come shining. Here comes your warrior. He's letting you know. Your sun will come shining now. He's come to embrace you.
Embrace you.
Embrace you.
Warrior, Warrior by the brilliant Michael Woods, who we love on this show. Also did he did a song called Solex as well in the 2000s, which I love. And another one called M3 Bylamos as well. Proper trance classic. That is Warrior, Warrior. It is Bank Holiday Monday right here on Reach On Air. We'll tell you the lineup, who's on in just a bit as well. We're doing Name That Tune. Who was the artist and title of this song? I think that's quite easy. Derek Martin is the Name That Tune. Pretty Little Young Thing by Michael Jackson. No. We have had some correct guesses in. But we're going to give everyone a go. So here's 8 bars on this song. Come on. You can do it, Derek. Any ideas on that? Come on. Where are you? Get your answers in.
Where are you?
There you go, there you go. I was looking for Delia. Right, let's have a look then. Who have we got there this morning? First in, of course, standard, was Roy, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by MJ. Yeah, has anyone been to see the Michael Jackson thing at the cinema? I ain't been yet. Is it any good? Is it worth going to see? Let us know. And then that was very closely followed by Johnny, who's on at 11. Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Derek Martin, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Yes, it was Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. How many times can we say Don't Stop Till You Get Enough in one sentence? It was indeed Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Now, it's a short version and a long version of this. Do you know what? No, I'm going to play the short version. It goes straight into it. It's a classic from Michael Jackson. Today's Name That Tune. Well done, Roy. There you go. Got his zip caught. Bits caught in his zip.
Power is the first.
all-time classic. Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough on Reach.
From Norwich, this is Ross Vassell.
Lovely stuff.
Yes, it is. Lovely stuff. Coming up on Reach for the rest of the day on Bank Holiday Monday, we have got DJ Johnny playing songs that never got to number one. And Johnny also messaged to say, I'm also playing huge bands and artists that never had a number one. Some big surprises, not just songs that didn't make it. Here's a teaser, Bob Marley. Ooh, what Bob Marley song? Jammin'? Three Little Birds? What one do you think didn't get to number one? Let us know. Get your guesses in for Johnny at 11. And then a bit later on, the schedule's quiet, as it always is on a bank holiday. DJ Tim and DJ Rosie are here at 5. Aaron Beadle is here at 7. With some of his friends on the radio as well, which is always a good show. Pavali's here with his 60s show at 9 o'clock. And then we go live up to Gateshead to join Alan Ross, the only person that comes out at night time and sleeps during the day at midnight with his Music and Memories night shift, and he's a legend as well. If you want to be a presenter on Reach On Air, please do get signed up. We've got lots of slots going, lots and lots of slots going. If you want to be a DJ or you know someone interested, I was just reading this actually, I think Roy touched on this earlier. God, years ago, in like 2000s, they were inside the Millennium Dome. They had a big diamond exhibition called the De Beers Diamond Exhibition that had many jewels on display, including the Millennium Star. And the whole collection is worth £200 million, which will be worth £380 million now. And there was a load of people that tried to rob it. They tried to get inside the Millennium Dome in November, and it didn't work. They got caught by the flying police as well. So yeah, imagine that, trying to nick a load of stuff, God, from the Millennium Dome. It's hard enough trying to get a bag of crisps and a bottle of water in your pocket, let alone in the O2 now, let alone trying to break into there nicking £200 million worth of jewels and diamonds and stuff. Derek Martin, well done to Roy on the Name That Tune. He is the king of Name That Tune. Yeah, we don't know if Roy cheats. We don't know if he cheats, if he's got some app, or he is just a complete brain box. We need to get a Reach On Air music quiz pub team together one day. We'll all go down to London where Roy lives. I think we'll absolutely smash that with Roy's help, won't we? Right, 10:49. Oh, yeah. This is Whitney Houston. Love this. Old school classic, 1987. So emotional. Oh, all right, love. I'm talking. So emotional. We'll be right back. There you go. That is Whitney Houston and So Emotional on Reach. Johnny was saying, didn't they try to bulldoze the O2 or the Millennium Dome with a JCB? I'm reading about it now. I've got into this now. I'm reading about it on Wikipedia, the Millennium Dome Raid. The Millennium Dome Raid is an attempted burglary of the Millennium Dome's Diamond Exhibition in Greenwich, South London, on 7th of November 2000. Yeah, they tried to nick all the jewels and stuff. There was another one as well. There was all sorts. February 2000, our men tried to pull off a £10 million raid on a security van near there as well. God, there's all sorts happened there. Yeah, there's all sorts. They tried to get all these jewels and stuff. It's a really long story. I can't read the whole thing out. But yeah, it's pretty amazing. If you go on Wikipedia, you can read all about the attempted robbery of the Millennium Dome jewels. Pretty cool. Right, we're nearly out of time. What time is it? 10:54. I've got to go and get the girls about 1. I think they've now finished their breakfast. They're now on the way to the train station. So fingers crossed, 11:37, they have to get that train. If not, they're going to get charged loads of money. So yeah, so that's your lot. I've got to go and pick them up in a bit. Thank you very much for all your messages. Johnny is up next, playing songs that didn't get to number one. So stick around. He will be here right after the Reach On Air news. We're out of time. We'll leave you with a new one from Noah Kahan. This is called Porch Light. I'll be back Wednesday.
All over the internet, but I mean, you knew that after all. You're looking for an autopsy or a half apology. Then I think you picked the wrong time to make this call. It is not irrelevant that you stop taking your medicine, but I'm giving you the benefit because it's raining now. I'll tell you how the weather is, and you'll slip into some eloquently rambling mixed message, and I should shut you down. But it's cold, and it's cold, and it's cold, and it's cold, and it's cold. And I don't know, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone. I hope you tell me that you're burning down, that you lost the taste to face the crowd, that whatever made you famous sick. But you can only do it, pain allows. It ain't up to you to make it out, and there ain't no shame in calling this thing quits. But you don't, and you don't, but you don't, and you don't, and you don't. You're a ghost, you're a ghost, you're a ghost, you're a ghost, and you're
so it goes.